White, Gisborne, New Zealand, October 24, 1893. Dear son Willie, we are having most beautiful weather. Emily and I chose the morning in which to ride out. The night before, Sunday night, we had beautiful rain, but we were favored. There was time to reach the meeting, then the rain came down. Brother Wilson spoke upon religious liberty. Not very many were in attendance. It may be because they were afraid of the rain. But again, at close of meeting, all could reach their homes, for it ceased raining and no one was obliged to get wet. We are thinking of having one meeting in the Theater Royal and see what kind of a hearing we shall have. There were the same Maoris out to hear me Sunday afternoon as on previous Sunday. Two came together. One had been elected to serve as member of the legislature. His appearance was not as prepossessing as that of his companion, who was a noble specimen of humanity, physically. They kept at a distance, lying upon the greensward, and the member-to-be of Congress was apparently interpreting to the other the words spoken. There were other Maoris present who were deeply interested. I took my pen this morning to unsay that which I had written in reference to Carrie Gribble. It would not be best to send for her to come to Wellington at such an expense, and I fear it might not have the best influence on her. We must put our trust entirely in God, and He will not fail anyone who will do this. Why we did not have better success in Wellington, we cannot determine. But we will not doubt but that the Lord has a people in Wellington who have not bowed their knees knowingly to Baal, and we need more simple, firm faith that the Lord will remove the existing prejudice and give victory to His truth. I am feeling that we ought to have more leaflets and tracts in the place of having less. We ought to have far more to scatter like the leaves of autumn. I feel burdened over this matter. If 2, 4, 6-page leaflets and tracts were issued that, after every discourse, these little truth advocates could be distributed free, I believe the will of the Lord would be done. May the Lord help us, is my prayer. I expect this is the last mail that will reach you in Auckland. We will remain here as long as we can. All that are in the home are Emily, Emma Wade, and me, Mother. Postscript. I have written to Echo Office, to Marion and Fanny, in reference to preparing short, pithy materials on points of faith to use in distributing among congregations who come to hear. Sister Lockwood says she shall remain as long as possible. She just cannot leave. She wants all the light she can get to carry away with her. She is a nurse for the sick. She rides her pony into the mountains near her home.